May 2nd, 2002, interview with Mr. and Mrs. William Rush, 8105 Chestnut Grove Road, Esmont, Virginia. Interviewer Mika Brand, Virginia Center for Digital History, University of Virginia.
All right, so I'm starting to record. So, actually, last time, I never even asked what your full name was.
Agnes Louise Simpson. My maiden name is Simpson.
Oh, okay.
Rash.
Can we erase this tape?
Agnes Louise Simpson Rush. And when were you born?
October the 13th, 1925.
Wow. And you were born in Howardsville?
Yeah.
And where were you living in Howardsville?
Well, we wasn't in the heart of Howardsville. We were just on the outskirts of Howardsville.
Oh, okay.
But that's where we originally got our mail and stuff.
I see. Were you living on a farm?
Nope, we had a home over there on the road about 2.5 miles from here, going up this road, and then you cut in by the white church, setting up in the forks of the road, and you don't keep straight, you turn, and you keep coming and going and going. We used to live on that road, coast. Our house is having torn down, and somebody else bought the place.
Oh, okay.
And his name is James Morris. He bought that.
That's the guy who lives there now. So were you born at home or
at home?
At home
by a midwife.
Oh, wow.
Roberta Barrett.
Barrett?
Yeah.
Call is free. Was she old? Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were about to say something. Was she also from the area?
Yeah. She was right across the bushes from us.
Across the what?
Bushes.
Oh, okay.
She lived in a little house, but you couldn't see it for the trees, but we wasn't too far apart.
Okay. Was she any kin to your family?
No, she was just our neighbor.
Your lady?
Neighbor.
Oh, or a neighbor.
Do
you know? Oh, go ahead.
I said, and our friend.
And our friend, yeah. Was that her full-time job to be a midwife?
Yep. That's what she did.
Wow. So she basically birthed all the kids in the area?
Almost.
Wow.
They were long with William and I. She birthed them.
She birthed Mr. Rush too? Oh.
Yep, I think she did. Did she, William? Miss Baird brought you here, did she? Yeah.
Into the world.
Well, live right here.
Yep, he was in
here. I'm sorry, we started without you.
That's okay, I just went to check on them. That was anyway.
Oh.
I threw water sometime, electrical rain, I won't have to do it.
Because I was telling her, everybody who long with you and I, she brought us here.
Oh, yeah. When's the thing with the doctor? The doctor was too, but they didn't do nothing. Those midwives, they took care of it.
Yeah.
If they find out it was a little bit too much for them, they might send for the doctor, because I think that's what they did for me, so I heard Mama say.
What happened? You didn't want to come out?
I read something like that. I was so slow, I guess. But Miss Bird was there.
But a doctor won't hang just in case.
Right. Dr. Harris, he was the doctor.
He lived around here?
Lived in Scottsville. Dr. Percy Harris.
Is that who you went to also for when you got sick? Was he a general doctor?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was.
So when... Oh, go ahead.
It was him or Dr. Early.
Or Dr. Early?
Now, let me ask you a question.
So when did people start going to the hospital? Did you give birth at home, or did you have your...
Well, I had all of them here, all except two.
Okay.
Those was my last ones, Patrick and Pearl.
The twins.
The twins, yeah. And I probably would have had them here, but my midwife, she had them pass on. She was deceased when they born.
Oh.
So that's what I had to go to the hospital.
So you had them in the hospital?
Those are the only two. The rest I had at home.
And who was your midwife?
And my midwife was Jessie Coleman.
Was she from around here too?
Yep, she used to live right down the road there.
Remodeling that store building that they used to live in.
They lived in the store building?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. The Accent store?
Accent store, yeah. But at that time, you had a store over in the woods, but that one burned down years ago.
So her husband ran the store or something?
Her husband, Charlie. Coleman. He ran the store.
So do you pay a midwife? Yeah, you pay her.
Give them probably $1.50 for a bunch of potatoes or something. Or whatever.
Per baby.
Yeah.
Wow. Where do they learn how to be midwives?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't know how to be midwives at the... They were doing it when we got you, so
yeah.
Where'd you get it from that on me? At that time, I don't think you had to go to college or nothing to learn the whole thing.
Right.
You just get some kind of book, you read up on it, and pass the test, and you did it.
Oh, you had to get certified?
Had that license, you know.
To be a midwife? I was wondering if maybe like her mother was a midwife, or you know, somehow it got passed down way.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Who is living in the house that you were born in? You're living with your mother?
Yeah, my mother, my father, my sisters, and brother.
And how many of those were there?
They all were there.
Oh, everyone lived in the same house together?
Yep, three-room house.
Three-room house? And how many sisters and brothers did you have?
I had four sisters and one brother.
Oh.
Let me see, Gert, Sarah, and Helen. I had three sisters and one brother. There was five of us.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a pretty small family compared to some I've heard.
Yeah.
Compared to mine, there was.
Yeah. Do you think that your size is pretty average, or that your size? In terms of size of family?
Oh, no, my size. We have 11 of us.
But was that pretty average? I've heard a lot of families talk about it.
It was pretty average. I just dealt with the people's family, right here. Well, my daddy, because he had more children, but it's just a row.
Who did?
My daddy.
Oh, he did? He had the most.
Yeah. He had that one. And his family had a birth.
So, would five kids be considered, like, pretty average or small or big or?
Five kids, yeah, it's pretty average.
About average. Yeah.
You go beyond that, you're going overboard. Just.
Oh, yeah. Well, today, people tell you if you go over two, you're going overboard.
Yeah.
It's a different,
different world. Different world,
isn't it? Yeah. So, who were your sisters?
My oldest sister was named Helen. And she married a Jordan.
A what?
Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N.
Okay.
She married, she was Simpson.
So she, right, so her last name, her married name was Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my next one was Gertrude. Mm-hmm. She married a Scott.
Okay.
Next one was Sarah. She married a Fagans. And my last one was George. He didn't marry anybody.
He did?
Nope.
So I guess he stayed a Simpson. And where were you in here? What number were you?
Last.
You're the youngest,
mm-hmm.
The baby.
Yeah.
Did they baby you?
Well, in a way they did.
Did you go by Agnes or Louise?
Puddin'.
Puddin'?
Well, that was my nickname.
Oh, I can tell you were the youngest child.
But most everybody now call me Louise.
Oh, okay.
And the only way I come to be Agnes is when I got sick and went to the hospital.
Oh.
And they asked me my first name. And my first name was Agnes.
I see.
So it's a lot of folks in Chestnut Grove didn't even know I was named Agnes. Till just recently, and a whole lot of them may not still know it.
Yeah. But that's what they call you at the hospital.
Agnes.
Huh. Mm-hmm. You could tell them, I'm sure. Just call me Louise.
Yeah, that's what I tell them. Because sometimes my children visit me when I go to Dallas, and they say, "Hey, that Wheezy." And they say, "Who is Wheezy?" They said, "That's my mom right there. Her name Louise."
So how did you get to be called Puddin'?
Well, they nicknamed me that when I was small.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Do you remember why?
No, I never found out why. But when I used to go to school, all I ever heard was Puddin'. So I used to write my name Puddin' Simpson.
Even your teachers called you that? Even your teachers called you that?
Yeah, they called me that sometime until they asked for my real name, and I asked my mom then what was my real name.
Wow. So how old were you when you found out your real name?
Oh, I was around about 6 or 7, I guess.
I like Puddin'. It's very friendly.
Yeah, she might be just Puddin'.
My father used to have some kin folks live over Nelson County.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to tell my father and mom, "Y'all must not never nickname y'all kids."
Why?
I don't know. He said, "Always call them by the name." Said, "Because they'll probably grow up with that nickname."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I know my oldest daughter, her name is Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
But my nephew, he named her Baby. So everybody used to call her Baby.
Uh-oh.
And when some of the men folks used to have Baby, you know, folks think they...
Oh.
Yeah, and we always tell them that her nickname is Baby. Mm-hmm. So, and I think he still calls her baby.
Your nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
Well, most all of them.
Oh, okay.
Most, a whole lot of them around used to call her that name.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you remember what your parents used to do for a living?
Well, my father used to work on the WPA.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do there?
Well, he did what the most black person do, cut bushes and dig ditches.
Mm. He did it on the WPA road?
Yeah, before it got to be hard service, brother. Brother. Dirt road then, owned by the state.
Hmm.
And it used to help, you know, different white folks around in our place cut corn and shuck corn and wheat and different things.
And your mom?
Well, my mom, she used to take in washing for different people. And they used to work on this farm, shucking corn and shelling peas and chopping and do just but pretty much what the men do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Cut pine wood.
Wow. You said they worked on which farm?
Langhorn Farm.
That was a big farm around here?
Mm-hmm.
And did you say you worked on that farm too, or your dad did?
My dad did, I did too.
So that was the same one?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It employed a lot of people around here?
Yeah. Most everybody in this area worked there.
Wow. And your mom, she used to hand wash clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a machine or anything? Or?
Nope. Washboard.
Yeah.
That's what I used to use.
You too?
Yep. When I was pregnant, I still used to use a washbowl.
When you were pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Why when you were pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Had to wash clothes.
You have nothing else to wash. We had to wash when we were
pregnant. Oh, but what about when you weren't pregnant?
Did wash.
Well, I still use a washbowl.
Oh. Okay. I thought maybe there's something special about being pregnant.
No, it's right now, see, they don't let a pregnant woman do nothing at all. But to push the washboard, get your stomach washing clothes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she did when she was pregnant.
Right. Had to get clean.
Yeah.
Your mom was at home most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the kinds of things that you'd see her doing as you were growing up?
Yeah, I see her caning.
Oh, canning.
Yep. And I seen her sewing. And
mm-hmm. Did she make your clothes?
Well, no. Most of my clothes was given to us by some of our neighbors.
Mm.
And who had relatives living in New York and places. We used to get most of our clothes from them,
mm-hmm.
the little bit, you know, what they couldn't buy.
Correct.
Because they, when you worked then, you very seldom got money.
Hmm.
More than generally get trade, meat, flour, or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
And when we used the coast, we didn't get sick much. We used to have colds and the stomach ache, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to give us, put a little turpentine on sugar and give us for the bellyache.
Turpentine? And you'd swallow it?
Yeah, we swallow it.
I can't imagine that tasted too good.
We had to take it.
Well, it tastes good at that time because we got a chance to eat sugar.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You know.
To put on about a couple of drops on sugar and give it to you.
Oh, I bet it would.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
And it removed the worms too. Our stomach stopped hurting and we going back to playing.
I got a ball that turntime in there right there.
You still use it?
No, That thing is sitting in my cabinet.
Oh.
Once a old one, but you go back in them days. And that's regular.
Oh, you have an old bottle that you kept.
Mm-hmm. And I found an old house I was working in. It's in that bottle of my gun cabinet.
Is it that bottle over there? No.
No, it's not the one over there. I think it's at the bottom. Let me see. I think I'm going to send it. She's in that bed. It's about probably 80 years old.
Oh, really?
You and me. I'm going to keep looking inside, Jen.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah.
They can see something
over there. Oh, okay.
Behind it.
Right. This is your artifact cabinet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do a lot of hunting when I was a young man. But after I got kind of old to walk through the woods, I decided to put it on. Right rubber or something, I couldn't run it.
Wow. You found this in a house?
Years ago.
Wow. And you remember using it when I was
little? I used this kind when I was coming up. I picked it out of the house and brought it back down here and kept it in the blanket.
So you wouldn't have sugar too often otherwise? So sugar wasn't that common.
It wasn't rare, but you know, prior to letting children eat no sugar, because they said sugar give them worms.
I think that's true.
Uh-huh. So they figured if you had some worms and they see your eye getting kind of glassy, they say, well, you've got worms.
Oh.
And get a spoon of sugar, put maybe 4 or 5 drops of turpentine on it, swallow that, and take care of the worms.
Did you also have a garden in your house?
Yeah.
What kind of
garden?
Thing?
We grow beans and English peas and.
English peas?
Mm-hmm.
Green peas.
And used to have chickens. They used to lay the eggs. Hogs. Well, they kill the hogs. That's our meat.
You know, when I was driving over, I think I saw some wild turkeys.
Yeah.
You got those around here?
Yeah.
Plenty of them.
They were just walking on the street. They didn't even get scared when I drove by.
It's a big nest between here and now, Route 6 and the other one. Still on the hill up there. See them coming down and start walking down.
So did you all used to hunt for them?
Well, sometimes we did, but we knew about them too much.
They're not that good to eat?
They are good to eat, but a lot of people don't like to eat wild turkey. There was a real thing back yonder years ago, but now, nobody bothers that. But.
The only thing they used to bother them when we was children was rabbits.
Squirrels, possum, coons.
Squirrels, coons, and possums.
That's what people used to hunt?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How did that taste?
Tastes good.
It tastes good then, but
yeah.
I could eat none now.
I wouldn't eat none now. Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know if I would eat it now, already, because that time you eat anything, everything tastes good because food was scarce.
Food wasn't plentiful like it is now.
Yeah.
Mama used, the mama and them used to make, mix up meal and to throw it in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Used to call it ash cake.
Ash cake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she used to mix some meal.
Meal up together and roll it up in a bowl.
Oh, okay.
And throw it in that old heater.
Oh, in a furnace. In a furnace or a fireplace?
Just a stove.
Okay.
If you don't have a fireplace, you throw it in that old heater.
Ash cake.
Yeah.
I guess that was a good way to make food stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you went. You started going to school. At Chestnut Grove?
Yeah.
How old were you when you did that?
Well, they didn't take no children to school then. I guess you were 6 or 7.
Mm.
Now they're taking it now at 4, 3.
To school?
Mm-hmm. Head Start.
Oh, yeah. Head Start. Yeah, I guess they do get them started early. But you started... At that time, you couldn't start.
About 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. And that was the Chestnut Grove School?
Mm-hmm.
Which is where you went also?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember your teachers there?
Yeah, it's a Miss Quarles.
Quarles?
Mm-hmm. Miss Lightfoot, Miss Sellers, Miss Patella.
Patella?
Patella, Patricia. I think her name was Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
And did I say Miss Lightfoot?
Mm-hmm.
What time did you first teach
it? Miss Winterton.
Winterton?
Yeah, I think she was my first teacher.
They never know what they're telling.
Because they didn't teach out there too long.
They didn't?
No. They teach for about a year, I guess.
You mean the teachers would only come for 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Where were they
from? They did. I think the home was in Charlottesville or Reading. We never did know where they came from.
So they would only come for 1 year?
For 1 year.
So they,
and then we'd get another one during the following year.
So none of these teachers were from around here?
Mm-mm.
Oh. So you had a different teacher every year?
Mm-hmm.
And how many kids were in your class?
Oh, it was a lot of them.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. And then after we left that little school up on the hill, they built us another school back in 31 or 32.
Hmm.
And we all went to that one.
Oh.
It was one room school.
How big was the other one?
Well, the other one was kind of a little smaller than our last one where they built for us.
Hmm. So
then William, he went to that one where they built that new one.
Okay.
Where they built back in the 30s.
Who built it?
Well, some people have named Mr. Thacker.
Thacker.
Yeah. And of course he had some help, but he doesn't know. I don't know too much about what his help was named. I used to hear him call him Mr. Ree. I don't know what his real name was. And we used to stand around and watch him, you know, fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch him when he be sawing off the pieces and mm-hmm. putting them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We used to have to go to spring for him, get him some fresh water.
Because I was kind of surprised that you remembered the name of the guy, just thinking that you were probably only about 6 or 7 years old.
Yep, maybe I wasn't quite that old.
Wow.
But I don't know why. When you're that young, you can remember things then
right.
better than you can now.
Yeah, and you just remembered it.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of things happened after I done got older, but I can't remember it. Mm.
I guess those years really, you know, they were kind
the
of
the younger
important.
Ones is just stay in your head, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. So, did they build it because there were too many kids in the old school? Is that what happened?
Yeah, we was getting right smart kids was coming on. Of course, it wasn't but one room, but it was a big one.
Mm. So what kind of thing? Oh,
I think Miss Qualls, she was my last teacher.
What grade was that?
Oh, there was about the 7th or 8th grade.
Mm.
Mm, to the 9th or 10th.
Oh, you went pretty far.
Miss Qualls was your last teacher.
Yeah, Miss Qualls was.
Miss Lightfoot, Miss Price came after Miss Quarr.
Mm-mm-mm.
Miss Quarr was my first teacher. I switched to be your last teachers.
Well, that's the only one who I went to.
You with Miss Lightfoot and you with Miss Lightfoot?
Miss Lightfoot, she was before Miss Quarr.
No, she wasn't. She was after Miss Quarr. Miss mm-hmm. Lightfoot came when I was staying out at Mr. Slower's. Miss Quarr was here. I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Miss Lightfoot didn't teach in that new school.
Were they?
Miss Sellers, she could have been.
I didn't know no with her. I seen her, I didn't know her.
Were they teachers in Charlottesville? Or wherever they came from?
I reckon, I don't know.
Mm. So they would just bring somebody over and she would teach everybody? There was
mm-hmm.
one teacher and she taught everything?
Yeah.
Was it always women?
Always.
Always. Was there a principal?
Yeah.
No.
It was a...
What was it? Well, superintendent's coming back here every once in a while. There was Mrs.
What was her name?
Miss Murray, somebody.
Miss Virginia Murray.
Yeah, Virginia Murray. She went to school. She was school. Whatever she was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't stay at the school.
No, she used to just visit the school.
I guess to make sure that you were being taught what you're supposed
mm-hmm.
to be taught or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of things did you do when you were at school?
Did reading, writing, arithmetic, geography,
wow,
history.
What kind of history did they teach?
About most things about the people fighting why I couldn't get along with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's this doing the same thing now.
It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. And did you have any like activities with the kids? Like different games or things that
We used to go over to Washington Park then.
In Charlottesville?
Yeah.
Oh.
And play against other schools.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Sismont.
Mm-hmm.
And Louisa. Our school used to play against that school,
uh-huh,
playing dodgeball.
Oh, dodgeball.
Pole relay.
What's that?
Pole relay to run and hold a stick in your hand.
Uh-huh. Oh, pole relay.
And you outrun that person.
Right.
And then you pass the stick
to the next person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he start running.
Mm-hmm.
Flag relay.
Flag.
And that's running, taking sticks about cups.
Oh, okay.
And put them back in the cups. Who's
uh-huh
ever do it first? That school win the game.
Right.
And block relay.
Block relay.
Yep, you take up the blocks,
uh-huh,
and throw them in the box.
Uh-huh. As
run back and get another one, throw that one.
Did you play all of those?
Yeah.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Which one was your favorite?
My favorite one was running, something which I wasn't too fast. My legs was too short.
Too short?
Mm-hmm. I was the shortest one in school.
Were you?
But they used to put me in pole relay.
Uh-huh.
They always let me run first.
Uh-huh.
And the ones behind was taller than me.
Right.
So
they could catch up.
Yeah. They do the catching.
But you liked running.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You do it a lot?
Oh, yeah, I used to play in it a lot. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of games did you used to play, outside of school?
Oh, we used to play Ring Around the Roses.
Oh, yeah?
Pocket Full of Poses.
Mm-hmm.
And used to play Spin the Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever the mouth of the bottle turned to, that one you're supposed to run up and give him a kiss.
So you like that one?
Mm-mm.
No? I remember that one too. I guess some things don't change.
Mm-mm.
So who would you play with?
Well, we used to have playmates there. Dorothy, Rush, Hazel, Rush, Lewis Rush, Joe Rush, Eva Rush.
Sounds like you had some family around.
Yeah.
Oh, your family.
Yeah, they was all kin to William. They used to live right next door to us. You know, one next door near them, but not too far
uh-huh
from where we live.
Uh-huh. You used to play with William? No.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't play with him. Only time we see each other when we was going to school, at the Sunday school or one. After that, we never did see each other.
After Sunday school at church?
Mm-hmm. In school days.
It was at school or at church?
Well, at church and at school.
Oh, okay.
Sunday school.
Right.
And the most of the thing we the most place I used to see him is at school, everyday school. And after that, well, we never did see each other too much because they stay on this side of the hill and we was on that other side of the
right.
hill.
So I guess you didn't think you'd be marrying him one day?
No, I didn't.
So he's younger than you, right, Mr. Rush?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Oh, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you're six, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So you were in school till for a long while, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I stayed up with my father's sister for a while, and I went to the school in Esmond.
Oh, so you switched.
It wasn't Yancey's then. It was just a plain, long wooden school.
How come you didn't stay at the Chestnut Grove school?
Because I had done passed the grades in that one.
Oh, that was just for the first few years?
For the first few years. I think it went no higher into the 8th or the 9th grade.
Oh. And you went past 8th or 9th grade?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That must have not been too usual back when you were a kid, right?
Mm-mm.
Not too many kids went that far.
Nope. It's a lot of them went that farther, I guess. But
there was?
But they never did go to high school.
Mm. And you did?
And I went there for about almost a year, I guess.
Thank you. Keep it right here for continuing coverage of the crisis in the Middle East.
As I grow older, about 18, 19, 16, 17, 18, I went to work. I used to stay on my job where I worked at.
Where was that?
They was up in Manio, Virginia.
Manioc?
Mm-hmm. For $1 a week.
$1 a week? Wow. That wasn't too much.
Mm-mm. Washing, cooking, ironing.
Wow.
Scrubbing.
And this is all for one family?
Mm-hmm.
So you lived in their house?
Yeah. I stayed on the job.
So I guess you weren't going to school anymore.
Mm-mm.
When that
no.
you started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
How far is Manio from here?
Oh, Manio is a good little jump up the river.
Up the river?
Yep, he used to have to ride the train.
Mm-hmm. Was that the Hardware River?
James.
Oh, James.
Mm-hmm. James River.
So how did you get that job?
Well, my mama, after my father died, my mama got married again.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got me that job up there.
She knew those people?
Yep, she used to work for the main sister. They were staying on the place up there for his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she got me the job too.
So she was working there at the same time?
Well, she used to do a little day's work, but not too much, because William's sisters used to work for her too. And My stepfather, he was just staying on the farm up there.
Oh, so he worked there too?
Yeah, he worked on the farm, you know, plowing and planting.
I see. So how long did you stay at that job?
Well, I stayed there about a little better than a year. And then after I left from there, I went to